A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before.
These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Suppose Mother Thursday bashing her head like this.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up.
With a novel on the top.
I think I'm like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And I'm Julia Rayside.
And over the next 4 months, we'll be taking you through the highs and lows of Strictly Come Dancing. All the winners.
The losers.
The huge name stars and the other ones.
The inevitable relationship traumas.
The gags.
The pitiful gags.
The awful, awful gags. The wonderful outfits.
The complex structure of bets that could leave you better off by £1 million.
And everything that happens both on and off the dance floor.
It's the curse of Strictly.
Keep listening, subscribing, telling your friends, and dancing.
Appalling.
It's absolutely awful.
God, I bet she cried.
Welcome to the Curse of Strictly, your fun and fab way to enjoy what's left of the weekend. Hello, I'm Mark Haynes.
I'm Julia Rayside. You snuck up on me there. I wasn't ready.
I was. It was really, really unprofessional of me. In fact, I've only actually recorded on one device. So,
do you want to press...
Put that one on.
There you go.
If you've just, if this is where the show has started for you, you missed a bit where Julia was just laughing about a 19-year-old girl being in tears.
I'm lovely.
I'm also in tears.
Are you?
Yeah.
I know why.
I know, because Michelle Visage has become the latest celebrity to be kicked off Strictly Come Dancing. What I'm calling the final episode that I'm invested in.
That's it now. Mark, you're going to sit here every week now just with your arms folded going, didn't watch it, didn't watch it.
I'm going to continually mutter, Michelle Visage, just under my breath.
I know. This week was, I mean, it was a brilliant week in terms of spectacle and the routines. It was such an exciting show. I really enjoyed it. But I must admit, I was a bit underwhelmed, not by Michelle. The choreography, it's Blackpool. Yeah. You've got to fill that ballroom. Why was it just a bit of armography and barely any, that she needed to do a big stunt, a backflip, something, you know? And I know she's in her 50s, but my God, that woman is athletic. She could do it.
Oh, if she said, I'm going to put my mind to looking at something and have it turn into liquid, she could probably do it.
She definitely could.
It was a really, really, really disappointing dance, especially because they set it up so well. I mean,
completely,
we'll talk about
brilliantly.
This.
Brilliantly, we will.
But the one thing it didn't really seem to have was a moment where I went, oh yes, that's iconic.
That's
voguing.
All we needed. We needed, I'm sorry, but we needed a money shot.
Everybody
we
doing
needed some big
a different
stunt.
Vogue
oh my
in
God,
a beautiful
like in unison.
Yeah,
that
entirely.
Awesome.
Where they break out of it being a sort of everyone doing the same, but then it comes back at the end into everyone doing the same.
Yeah.
Simple, isn't it?
It was so undemanding of her, and she is so talented. Like, what the hell were they thinking? Either she had an injury that she didn't want mentioned or something, but the choreography was really letting her down.
It was really bad.
I saw her in that tall wig, I was like, well, she can't do dancing in that. Like, she won't be going upside down with that on her head, you know?
Yeah, it was really, really disappointing. I think as well, because it was that couple's choice dance, they took something that people of our generation do know.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, my mother-in-law would have watched that and gone, is she having a stroke? Are there wasps everywhere? Yeah. It was just really, and weirdly, I mean, Michelle Visage did not do it crisply.
No,
it was,
not as crisply as you'd expect. If she's only going to, I'd say, only going to Vogue, basically, for the whole routine, then at least do it with some incredible attack. And she was, you know, she was clean and everything, but just, when it never quite got going, did it?
I watched it and I thought, before it started, I thought, this is going to be something that is mind-blowing.
This will be the one that everyone talks about tomorrow.
I realise now I can Vogue. I'm done it. I'm a voguer.
Mark, that was spellbinding.
Please don't send me home. So it was Blackpool. I do like the fact that they really build up to Blackpool, and they really sort of celebrate a town
that
don't ever see on television anymore.
No, not really. Someone gets like pushed in front of a tram on Coronation Street, and then that's it. Blackpool's finished, apparently.
Occasionally, they'll sort of have a big, like, you know, stand-up sort of thing. It'll be live from the Tower
Ball. Very, very seldom.
Exactly, yeah.
So that feels like a throwback now.
It's actually nice that it's that one time of the year where they actually go, oh, yeah, it's Blackpool Day on telly.
I know, and the illuminations on it actually does look brilliant, and they light the trams up as well, some of them, and it looks really cool. I'd quite like to go.
Oh, do you know what I was thinking the other day? Why don't we have, like, just for an hour on television, they go, OK, we're going to take you. It's the nation turning on their Christmas lights.
Yes.
I just want them to say...
Oh, that's a lovely idea.
It's Runcorn. And someone going, well, welcome to Runcorn. Let's begin the countdown. And you could have a day where everyone puts their lights
that
on.
That would be so cool.
I know that people, obviously, from the Strictly show are listening to this show because a lot of the things that we've suggested have been taken out. Actually, almost on a week-by-week basis.
We're not deluded.
As if the first 3 weeks, no one was really listening.
Yeah.
And then... they sort of cottoned on. They went, actually, this is all right. And then they started nicking our ideas. Now, I do another podcast called The One Show with John Holmes.
Yeah.
And that is very much a textbook for helping them create a better
We're
show.
We're just trying to make them, you know, better people.
Do not steal my Christmas lights idea, anyone.
They're so good.
Right? You'll go through your career and you'll go, what about something about Christmas lights? That is my idea.
Right? You can't copyright those. Now, to get back to Blackpool.
Mm.
So two things I liked from the opening number.
Yep.
I really liked the fact that Kevin and Karen were dancing together again.
Yeah, I was not happy about that.
I thought that was just so sweet. Isn't it nice to see Karen happy with her old mate who used to be her husband? Now she's in a new relationship with a much nicer man, presumably.
Me?
That's not in reality.
I thought it was very disrespectful to me. I think make a clean break, Karen. You know, I felt it was rubbing my nose in it.
Kevin was touching her quite a lot. Anyway, so I liked that. And I also really enjoyed after the opening number that Motsy didn't, we didn't see why, but she didn't make the judges huddle when the music finished.
No.
She wasn't even like close. She was just about 10 feet away.
I have a theory for that.
Okay.
Finishing off a fag.
It's always when the women of Strictly can't quite totter hot fuss on their heels, it's because they were just stubbing one out and they didn't quite get into shot in time.
Oh, Christ, what's the time? Jesus! Is that the judges bit? I have two more drags. I'm out. All right.
Spoken like a true ex-smoker. So Chris and Karen kicked off the show, I think, brilliantly with a salsa to Uptown Funk.
I enjoyed this one as much as anything they had on the show.
Me too. I think it was probably the best possible way to start the show. He really did the whole thing justice. It wasn't as salsa-y as a salsa might be. They kind of changed it to be a bit more urban, which really helped him, I think, because he didn't have perhaps all the bounce and kind of figure of eight thing that they usually look for.
And a lot of the dances at Blackpool, they are slightly different, and you have to give them a buy for that because they're using background dancers. So you are doing more of a sort of a theatrical piece. You're doing the end of a musical.
And what it takes to stand at the front of that kind of, you know, 10-pin bowling arrangement of dancers, be the king put at the front and just do your solo stuff.
Yeah.
It was very impressive.
He did great. And this is a perfect example of one of those dances where it sort of doesn't matter whether it's technically good. And the judges, they didn't think it was necessarily technically
But they gave him
brilliant.
Scores to not reflect that, Mark.
Yes, that's true.
They gave him a 7, an 8 and 2 9s.
Yeah.
Because they were so happy. I think he just made everyone so flipping happy.
And I think that's a really good point, is if you are going to do these dances, you have to reward the choreography and the spirit that goes into them. Not just necessarily, oh, well, you didn't lean back on your heel.
Yeah.
And I think that was...
It's not really a dancing
great
competition
reflection.
In that respect.
Yeah. And this was...
It's like, how happy did they make you?
But there was a funny thing about I think Motsy was talking about Kelvin's dance, where she was talking about, you know, how happy it seemed. Maybe it was Karim. I can't remember who it was. But she was talking about, you're not just dancing, you're giving an expression of joy. And that's what this one was about.
It translates, yeah.
This was a proper... you couldn't fail to be entertained by it.
Yeah.
You might not go, that is the highest art of dancing.
No, technically not at all.
But what's dancing about if it's not entertaining a crowd and doing it that you go, wow, he really nailed that. He really nailed it.
I know, he totally did. I felt like... he almost this week was just going out there knowing he was the underdog. He's always the lowest scorer now and whoever's left.
Yeah.
And it was probably going to be his week to go. So they were going to just have a brilliant time. He genuinely looked like he was having his best time.
Yeah, entirely.
But he saved his own life this week by just being exuberant and just losing himself and going, I'm going to do it. And Karen was clearly, she really helped as well, I think, just the two of them on screen. they just looked so happy to be there, genuinely yeah. grateful to be there, not like Saffron, who we'll talk about in a minute. Mm. There's no, unless I'm being massively conned in the nation too, I feel like there's no side to Chris. He's just, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Entirely. I think he's, but, you know, again, Shirley sort of said, 9 weeks ago when the show started, you had never danced in front of an audience. Yeah. No one has.
Just after
no
Tess said that. Just after Tess said exactly that. Yeah.
But it is Chris Ramsey's journey, and his journey, I don't think is necessarily, you know, necessarily even one of dancing.
He hasn't become the best dancer.
No, it's about convincing the judges that he can do this.
It's winning them over.
Yeah, and he has won them over.
And he's won the nation over and the audiences over.
This was the perfect dance for you to do if you're Chris Ramsey and you want to get the people at home to vote to keep you in, because it was fun. It was the most fun dance out of everything that happened.
It was terrific. It was a great, great opening.
Like the big one down the road.
Down the road.
Infectious fun. Never say the word infectious.
Makes him sound really unpleasant, doesn't it?
Yeah. I did actually nearly get an Uber out after I'd seen this dance, because I thought Karen might be out partying on a high after
She'll
this.
She'll be well up,
But then I noticed there was an article in the paper this week, which is that...
You're folding your arms like you're about to get cross with Karen again.
I am. I'm furious. This is basically shutting me down. And Strictly Come Dancing's bosses banned stars from going out in Blackpool this weekend for their own safety. So they had a private party in their hotel later on instead. This follows the thing in 2016.
Oh, yes, when it was nasty business.
Yeah, Gorka had two of his teeth knocked out by what's referred to as local louts.
That's right.
When he went to Flamingo's nightclub.
Just resenting their beauty and prowess on the dance floor.
Yeah, it's not as clear cut as to what actually happened in this story. Because the police, he didn't report it to police.
Oh.
He was out with Ali Ash and Neil Jones, and he didn't report it to the police.
Oh.
But the police, obviously, once the press had reported it, said, oh, we're going to investigate anyway. And the case was closed, I think, in sort of the December, so about a month after, when Lancashire Constabulary said that they'd reviewed the CCTV and there was absolutely nothing on it.
Oh.
So they closed the investigation and said, no arrests have been made. And it was reported by things like The Guardian. They mentioned the fact that the case had been closed with no CCTV.
That's so sus.
There is something unusual about it that doesn't seem to line up with the original story. But even so, everyone's back in the hotel, if nothing else, to stop them like being weird story components.
I know exactly. You can't get into the press if you're in a sort of a locked room away from the lenses of the press.
Yes.
But anyway, so Chris and Karen, a good solid score. Those two nines, I think, probably saved him. But I also think he's just clearly getting the popular vote.
Yeah,
because
hugely.
His scores have been much lower than this, and he still doesn't end up in the bottom two.
He's the last person in there who isn't turning in possible 40s every week.
No, exactly.
And that in itself makes him stand out in a good way.
Oh, I know. But it's lovely. No, once it becomes all of the potential 40 winners, it's going to be a bit frictionless and a bit less fun.
Yeah.
Then we had Sooty doing the terms and conditions, which I thought was charming.
Yes, it was. It should have been Sweep, because it would have been funnier to be going...
Might have gotten quite annoying, though, because the T&Cs are quite long.
I just thought at the end, when they have to do Tess, it would have been funnier to just go, you got one more word, and go...
That would have been good.
Oh, thanks, Sweep.
So that was lovely. And obviously, Sooty had to whisper all the T&Cs into Mr. Stevens' ear.
The camera angle was slightly off, so it did look as if like Sooty had a very long, tubular arse. about twice the length of his torso.
Hanging down beneath the desk that he was...
well, he's getting strange. Older, isn't he?
I mean, he is. He's probably prolapsed. All puppets do if they live that long. I'm so sorry. I don't know why the hell I said that. Moving on to Emma and Anton.
Children, Sooty is fine. Sooty is fine.
He's just, you know, knocking on a bit.
He's just very tired.
So Emma and Anton had the drink. Now, I want to preface this with Anton getting to do this dance at the American Smooth Foxtrot with Emma in the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool to Let's Face the Music and Dance with the whole top, hat and tails, the full bit.
Yeah.
Are they going to put him down after this series? It just felt like a kind of, you know, if he could have like one of those, you know, a wish for Christmas, a kid's wish things, like his final trip to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I just felt like they gave him his dream and then two tens to round it all off.
I know. And I thought that was absolutely ridiculous.
It was wonderful.
It was so silly.
I was standing up and going, yes!
Look, I'm happy for him. I think that you're talking about, is he going to be put down?
Yeah, yeah.
I think he is. I think this is probably his last series.
Oh, no.
There's too much young blood coming through, and Anton is turning in something that still reeks of the post-rationing period.
No, it does. But again, and we'll come to Saffron in a minute, the demographic, the BBC One Saturday night demographic, does not agree with you, Mark.
No, 100%.
It wants the D-Day celebrations. It wants things to do with dead soldiers, and it wants, you know...
This is the footage.
Lovely, sparkly-eyed young people dancing for them.
You could have put the footage of Anton and Emma dancing in a documentary about how the Sex Pistols then changed Britain. And it was just...
That's the point of the show, you nerd!
I love some of the bits, like that Emma was picked up by all the other men, because obviously Anton is not going to be able to lift anything, not with my back.
Of course he can.
I've done it in getting the spuds out.
He's fitter than he looks. He plays low status, but he's the king of the ballroom, Mark.
He is the king of the ballroom. Mm. But I tell you what, I find it so boring. I find it
the opposite of bored by that.
Oh gosh, I thought it was
bored.
It was just weird.
Those
it was like
fleckled spins at the end were utterly mesmerizing. They got faster and faster and faster. It was freaking wonderful. No,
it wasn't good for me. I also thought there was quite a lot of gapping. And
I don't know how you can sit there, Mark, and say that.
two tens. I mean, come on. No, I think it was they were giving Anton his dream.
They were.
It was a simple dance, really, because he's been doing it for years. It was okay.
Shut up.
I am not convinced by her in
the
slightest. The
Vogue dance is okay. This was glorious.
This was Anton.
She floated.
Doing something that I just feel is so past its sell-by date.
It's not past its sell-by date. It's in the world of ballroom,
like him to come out with, like, veining through him like a Stilton to make it clear that this is the past. I can't stand...
the tower ballroom in Blackpool have to be the place for innovation and modernity?
Not necessarily innovation and modernity.
Not the time nor the place.
I thought Saffron and AJ did it much better.
Oh, they so didn't, and we saw they didn't because the audience didn't blimmin' agree with you.
The audience got rid of Michelle Visage. Yeah, the audience knows nothing.
The audience at home, but the audience who, I mean, clearly the ones who picked up the phone are idiots. Anyway, or no, they're not, they're just old. So Emma and Anton didn't end up in the dance-off, so my poor point is proven. The audience loves them. They got an 8, a 9 and 2 tens.
Yeah.
Anton kissed Shirley, which I feel may have bumped his mark up a notch. But yeah, basically when they came off, he was so... When you sit at home watching something and, you know, that interactivity gives you the illusion of power and that you've got a, you know, sway over the result. It's so exciting. When you see Anton Dubek literally jumping up and down with joy, saying, 17 series, I've never got a 10, you have no idea. Like, it's just, it's irresistible.
I 100% thought he's never, ever been better than he was in the wake of getting those 10s.
So lovely.
I thought it was worth it. They absolutely should have had a farmer come in and just say, should we go and get your special certificates and take him round the side
with
of the barn?
Shotgun.
Absolutely. You know, he didn't feel a thing. He was just grabbing his certificate.
Yeah.
That was it. Bang.
I will say again, because we've established this is a popularity contest, immediately off the back of the unfettered glee, Emma was crying, Anton was on his knees, just like exultant, so happy with the scores. And they cut straight to Saffron to ask her if she was looking forward to doing her dance. And literally all the oxygen left the ballroom, the whole of Blackpool, the lights dimmed for a second. And she has to understand that what she's supposed to do when she's doing these, you know, these little sort of off-the-cuff things, is just talk like a normal person. And not go, I mean, what could be better? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh my God, you know how weird you sound, you young people with your YouTube cameras constantly aimed at your face.
She is really odd in those things.
She's
and
so
it adds
bizarre.
To that Stepford Wife thing. Like it's a horror thing.
That's why she was in the dance-off, I
go,
swear.
This is my
one
wife.
Bit.
Yeah, this is my wife and she's... you know, she's got her own career and everything's wonderful. And there's a bit later where the men go out and they get drunk and one of them says, of course, she had the operation, you know. There's a man in Belize who'll take out a bit of the brain, makes them very compliant. And she's
God.
A bit like that.
Oh, geez.
And whenever she's there, I sort of go, oh, my God, is she aware of what's going on?
It was just like there was real human emotion. I think, you know, pretty raw human emotion. They, you know, they just let themselves go. They were so happy.
Yeah.
Cut straight to a woman who just doesn't even know where to find that in herself because she's too busy... polishing it for the cameras.
And I do wonder if she isn't a little bit deer in the headlights, which is how it is. You think about
she
it, when you're a YouTuber,
maybe.
You've got a camera in front of you and it's in your house do it and you edit it and everything. And suddenly she's 19. She's in this thing where there are 600 people working. It's the BBC, probably 1,400.
Almost certainly.
And everyone is, you know, you are 19. These people are on television.
But it's that inability to switch off the presenter mode and go into, I'm just really happy to be here. And when she says that, she sounds like she's lying.
She does.
And I know she's not, but she just needs to change the tone.
100%. She's one of those people who does not sort of get emotional and misty and go, it's been really hard.
No,
she's
so controlled.
She just goes, yes, thank you very much.
Totally terrifying.
All the best.
Yeah.
Take care.
There's something weird going on there.
Belize.
Anyway.
I know the man in Belize who will do it to you.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So after a little trip to get a blanket to put around my shoulders because I was shivering, we move on to Alex and Neil's very fierce passo.
Yes.
To Who Run the World, Girls, by Beyonce.
Yeah. Like Robert Palmer's idea of female sort of independence, this, isn't it? Where all women
sexy
are
independence.
Dressed the same and marching towards a man. And it couldn't be, you know, it was.
I love the way that Neil kept calling them females. Like he didn't understand really what that was. But he knew it was different to males.
That's what an alien says, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. We've got 7 females. What, like some cadavers?
I danced with 7 females.
It's a little strange. I liked the fact they're obviously listening because we did talk about using Alex's power in her favour. Stop trying to force her into a mould that doesn't fit. Yep. This sort of floaty, girly mould. Use her strength and her attack and her determination.
She looked completely in control in this.
And she really, really did.
And she didn't look embarrassed, which she certainly did in the early days.
No.
She looked strong. She looked sort of iconic in a way.
Yeah,
I mean, you know,
she looked amazing.
It reminds me of sometimes when they try and do those things in, say, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a magazine that's still around, Vice or, you know, but The Face is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
And in the sort of glory days of The Face, they would take something like, here are the world's leading female ping pong players.
Yes.
And they would dress them up as robots. And it would just be an exciting fashion spread.
Yeah.
And it reminded me slightly of that, of taking like female sports people and you sort of go, we're going to make her look like the Queen of Sheba.
You know,
we're going to make them look like Cleopatra. And it just felt like a really sort of exciting, powerful thing to do.
Yeah, it really did.
The dancing I enjoyed. I think again, something like...
It was
like,
okay.
Yeah, it was... I enjoyed it because of the theatre element of it.
Yeah.
I thought that worked in its favour.
I mean, the whole routine did look very good. If that had just been a passo, the two of them back in Elstree, I think maybe actually some of the crispness wasn't really there.
Yeah.
But as a spectacle, it was hella good fun.
It was pure girl passo. That was Shirley's comment. It was pure girl passo.
Right on, Shirley.
And can I just say, my absolute favourite, one of the things I would like to have on a T-shirt was Bruno's statement afterwards. He said, who runs the ballroom? I am.
I'm getting you that for Christmas.
I thought she looked great. Again, I think this is probably going to be a high point for her.
Yeah, I think so. This might be the peak.
I think Alex and Chris are probably not going to make the final.
No, and they shouldn't really. Mm. I mean, and I love Chris, but I love him until the semi-finals. Then he should probably go.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know who should be in the final, but one of those people is no longer going to.
Which is crazy. And actually, when you see that Saffron makes the sort of, you know, the lower two as well, with a dance that I actually thought was fine, you suddenly begin to worry that actually there's going to be an all-male final, which it shouldn't be.
No, it really shouldn't.
I think if you're getting to an all-male final...
Should have been Michelle. Should definitely have been Michelle.
Yeah, something is going wrong.
Whoever choreographed that Vogue should be put to death. And I don't think that's too strong, because they've ruined our experience of this show now.
Yeah, so, maybe that we should try and book out an hour on Christmas Day for the execution of Giovanni.
So. Yeah, he might not have choreographed it. I don't know. Because it's not his... I don't think he'd ever vogued before. So I get the impression an outside person was brought in to help him learn.
I like the fact that you're both very sort of, you know, understanding and open-minded about this. But at the same time, there is a death.
Kill them. Thank you. So moving on to Kelvin and Oti.
Yes.
After we've dealt with the execution.
The only thing I really felt about this was I thought it was churlish for it not to have got 4 tens.
Oh, honestly, Craig was just being a pillock, wasn't he?
The end one with Karim as well, where the audience were frothing to see that 10.
Yes.
And he perversely went 9. And rather than sort of go, oh, everyone went,
it was just dreadful.
Don't!
Come on!
If you're not going to do that on a 40 dance on the end of Blackpool, then come on. I mean, what were you thinking,
Where's
Craig?
Your sense of showbiz? It's your only
Where
job is to be Mr. Showbiz.
Where is your sense of showbiz?
I mean, he eats and drinks the stuff. Like, I can't believe he didn't, you know, vomit it up at the correct moment.
But this one should have been 4 tens.
This should have been last, I think, as well. He didn't look like a real person.
No,
he?
Not
It was
at all.
Insane. So suddenly his costumes, I don't know what's happened to his, I think his body must have always looked like that, but they never dressed it like this. So because he had horizontal stripes on the very triangular large top half and very tight black skin tights of jeans on the bottom half, he just looked like a cartoon of a man.
He looked like something out of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh my God, he
like
looked
a
insane.
A henchman of Christopher Lloyd, you know. His gibbon frame worked so well for playing someone who could have been like in Truman Capote's In Cold Blood.
Yes.
He had a sort of like a criminal face. If you took a photograph of him and put it up in a 1950s FBI thing, they'd go, you can see the brow is very much, you know, that's very low criminal intellect, you know. And his big long arms for sort of scaling window frames.
Very good for cat burglaries.
He looked like a 1950s American convict.
It was an incredible piece of styling.
It was a great piece of luck. And by God, did he dance this well. This had
so well. So this
one
is
of
a
those,
jive to Jailhouse Rock.
And one of those things they did really well, which they lacked in certainly Michelle Visage's dance and things, was we know Jailhouse Rock is an Elvis thing.
Yeah.
And so they put in loads of Elvis notes of just sort of a little bit of Elvis gumbo seasoning.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would have liked to have seen it at the end where Oti dies in the toilet, but you can't have it all. And what they did there, of course, is you went, oh, yes, I recognise this. With the voguing, really, what they shouldn't have done is they shouldn't have made her Marie Antoinette.
No.
They should have made her Madonna. But she was probably like, oh, no, I know Madonna. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I think that's probably a nod to some. Madonna has done that at some point. She's done the whole Regency thing. And that's why.
But with the Elvis one, you're like, oh, yes, I recognise this. Oh, yes, he's doing that thing that I was waiting for really well.
Yeah.
And that really, really helped them.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need help.
No.
Because he comes out and he's just like, I am dance. I am the spirit of dance.
Oh, God, he's incredible.
I am every. Everything, like, I'm something from Shakespeare where I go through a meadow and all of the flowers begin bobbing rhythmically. You know, he is absolutely astonishing.
That happens in no Shakespeare play I've ever read. But the routine was really gorgeous. It was a really good use of backing dancers. They kind of basically kept them out of the way because the two of them were more than enough.
Yeah.
And his agility, I've just put for a long man, it's not just that he's tall because everything is so long.
Yeah.
He's got so much length to get around the dance floor. I'm sure that translates to other places as well. Family show. But the agility and the not losing any of that bounce and impact right the way to the end. I swear the Blackpool routines are a bit longer than 90 seconds. They seem to go on longer.
That's a good point.
I don't know
if
they are now feature length because there's only seven dancers or whatever, but just incredible energy.
The other thing about Blackpool is it's a sprung wooden floor.
Yes, it's a special sort
of, you know, that's how all dance floors used to be. I know about sprung wooden floors because of Northern Soul, which is Northern Soul always used to, you know, desperately be looking for venues that had sprung wooden floors because you are bouncing along with the floor. There are so few of them left. And obviously in Blackpool, you've got that. But that weirdly, when you've been practicing on a flat floor, just a normal concrete floor and everything,
it must be quite disconcerting.
It's like losing a bit of gravity.
But
you're just like, everything I do is easier and everything is, I'm just a moon man. And yeah, this big long moon man bouncing around like, oh.
It was incredible.
Whether it
was spring assisted or no, just absolutely amazing. Craig actually justified his nine. We have to say that. He did say, I thought the chassis could have been a bit lighter.
I know, but they weren't. So,
but, you know, but the guy has got like legs that weigh like a ton each. So, you know, fair play to the man.
It's a bit like when, have you ever tried to lift up a bit of like unrolled carpet? That is what, he's got two of those hanging off his
just off his
pelvis.
Hips. Exactly.
I do look at that and I do sort of think with the Craig thing, the chassis could have been better and everything. You're at Blackpool, you know, we know he's doing well.
Yeah.
Just give him the 40 because...
I don't know, maybe Craig's sense of showbiz is he's playing the long game and he wants to give him his moment a little bit nearer the final to just push him over the line. Maybe he's waiting to get that 10 out and then he's going to really make an impact.
Look, we're talking about it. That's only a good thing for the BBC.
I suppose so.
They like it. But
indeed.
I mean, it would have been good if you really want people to talk about it, you know, next time give him a 3.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And what a night for Kelvin.
Oh,
because
just brilliant.
Motsy actually got his name right.
She did, and his nan was there to see it.
Week 9. There was a funny little bit actually where he said afterwards, I invited Otie's mum to see her dance.
Oh, yes.
But she's never seen her dance.
Never seen on Strictly,
Live. And there was a sort of pause, and Otie sort of looked out the camera and he looked a bit shamefaced. And he sort of went, yeah, but, you know, she got very upset, but, you know, we've done it now.
And oh, no.
It was,
something was going on there.
His little sweet gesture just upset Otie.
Oh,
and it was just like, oh.
I don't know what was going on there, but it's clearly not a good thing.
Poor,
but anyway,
poor,
they got 3 10s and a 9. Mm. Tess went on about his nan about 10 times. So Tess is running out of things to say.
But
she also said when Alex and Neil were dancing about, and then Alex obviously said it too, about 10 times, because it was always your dream to dance to Beyonce. Wasn't it? Yes, there must be something else. There must be. I know it's live TV, but please come on.
They really have that thing of if there is a nan in the audience or a wife in the audience.
She just goes mental.
That is Tess's. She goes absolutely blinking
lasers in.
Oh, look at your nun. Your nun. How was it? What,
is she crying? She's probably crying.
Oh, look at your nun. Bless. Yeah. Tess, my nan isn't here today. My nan died in 1996.
Oh, God, that's so sad. You're right.
What would you say? If your nun was it? You know.
So next we have Saffron and AJ doing their quick step to I've Been to a Marvellous Party.
Yeah.
Which actually is sort of, it's a sort of a dirty song. I mean, as in the provenance of it is quite sort of, it's you know, it's the roaring 20s.
It's an old
people
coward,
taking
yeah.
loads of cocaine and being outrageous and probably having gay sex all over the shop.
Yeah.
And she danced it with the same, you know, kind of like Sylvanian family smile that she always ripping has. She gives the dance, no dance she's done has had any different character.
No.
And they never mention it. Why don't they ever say to her, like, if you're an actress, you'll be told you didn't get the character of the dance, or you really got the...
Yeah.
They don't mention, because her footwork is so pristine and her frame's usually really good, they don't mention that her face is just... zoned out.
And they mentioned
time.
That with
Open
Emma
mouth,
Barton. They were
smile.
Saying,
all the time,
you know, you're like
her.
A doll, you know, fixed
a
doll's
China
face.
Doll.
And actually,
she
you
was
know,
just happy. She was really enjoying herself.
And Saffron did not do any facial expression in this.
Oh, none. She never does.
There were bits as well that were like looking into some horrible, dark 1930s Hollywood where there's a load of men dancing and this girl has clearly been drugged.
Yes, yeah.
And they're just sort of passing her around
it's
over their
dark,
heads. And
very dark.
I am not a fan. Particularly of what AJ and Saffron do. I don't warm to them as a couple.
There is no warmth coming off them, I think, as a couple know. And that's largely due to you can't have chemistry with someone who doesn't have feelings outwardly. Outwardly.
It's like he's dancing with a large like legume.
Don't say blow up doll.
But I don't warm to them.
Yeah.
I actually thought this dance was really good. I thought
it was
they
a great
were,
routine.
Yep, I thought they
really
were
really lovely.
They had like body like good body contact as well. Like young people used to have 10 years ago when they couldn't keep their hands off each other. And that I was like, oh, actually, you know, they've got this right. This is sort of, I don't know, it just seemed... tense and sort of intimate.
They probably
and
started doing it this week.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. Yeah.
Maybe that'll help next week. A bit more, bit more exciting. But yes, the her footwork is incredible. The quick step is, she said, there's over 1,000 steps in this dance.
Yeah.
She could not do more. Nope. She could not do more except for get some therapy and work out why she's so shut down.
Look, they gave her 8 3/9 yeah. for 35.
Yeah.
They gave Anton and Emma Barton 2 10s. And I do not think
they
that
were
this
right
dance,
to.
I don't
they
think this
right
dance
to.
Was, I thought this dance was much better
when
than Anton.
Craig praised them, he was pretty unequivocal in saying how great it was. Mm. He didn't say anything about her lacking character or giving the dance any kind of nuance in her face, but he did give her an 8, and I was genuinely pleased. I thought, yes, that's about an 8, because you cannot perform like that and just be so crisp and perfect and just lead from the neck down. It looked fantastic.
Yeah,
but she kind of spoils it when she doesn't do anything with her face, because, like I said, that song is sort of a bit risque. She should be, I don't know, at a marvelous party, and she blooming well wasn't.
Yeah, I totally agree.
She could have been waiting for her dry cleaning, darling.
And you're absolutely absolutely right that, you know, they aren't flagging that up to her.
No, why not?
If you were doing a
I
great...
bet they do next week.
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you were doing a great performance facially and you were acting the song brilliantly, but you were literally stamping your foot like a horse, they would go, well, you really acted it, but you were stamping your foot like a horse.
Yeah, one bit didn't work with the whole.
And it is strange that they aren't flagging that up, especially when you're going, that was absolutely wonderful, 8.
Yeah, well,
9.
We know now that the public are not voting for, or at least they weren't this week. No. I don't think they have been many weeks, actually, but other people have just been getting a lot lower.
Yeah.
If she was in the dance off this week, then I wouldn't be surprised to see her again next week. I have to apologise, though, because last week I said, because Michelle and Gio were in the dance-off, they'll get the sympathy vote this week because people wouldn't ever want that to happen again.
Yeah.
Turns out it didn't happen. Turns out this country is homophobic, and that VT before their dance really put the nans
I
off.
Loved that VT.
It was so wonderful.
I loved that VT.
God.
And I loved it because it was presented as... I mean, you don't want to get too political about this, but, there is a thing going on at the minute about what is Britain? What is this country?
Absolutely.
And when you have something like that on the BBC, so unapologetically and straightforward... Oh. Where you have sort of her talking about LGBT issues, and they go to a drag club,
yeah.
And there isn't that sense of going, you know, oh, well, let me tell you about Michelle. And it's funny. It was just people in drag talking about how
incredibly
much she meant to them.
Eloquent sort of people just saying.
Just delivered
she's
brilliantly.
An advocate for us. And yeah, it was wonderful.
I mean, I love what she stands for. I mean, she then dedicated this dance to too many people for what the dance
way too
turned
many,
out
but
to be.
Still, you know. I know, maybe it's built up a bit too much. But yeah, I loved that VT. I thought, again, you have to keep reminding yourself, this is Saturday night, BBC One.
Mm.
The nans are definitely the ones, you know, they're sort of still aiming for.
Yeah.
And it was a really brave thing to do. It turns out it might have cost them, I don't know if it did or it didn't. But
The notes that I tend to write tend to be before the result comes in.
Yeah.
And I'd written... My least favourite of her dances, it lacked story, it lacked humour, there wasn't any build to it,
agreed.
There didn't seem to be any passion.
Yeah.
And I'm worried she's going to send herself home by doing a dance that my mother-in-law will not understand.
Yes,
and
when
you find out it happens, there's no sort of sense of, I've called that one.
No.
I've had a sick feeling for 24 hours.
Oh, no.
Because I could see it going so wrong. And it's so unwarranted. That was not a bad dance.
The ingredients.
It was the wrong dance.
No, it was exactly the wrong dance, because they chose Street Commercial. They clearly just said, look, when it's couple's choice, you have to Vogue. It's what you're known for. It's your thing. You're going to nail this. It'll be incredible. I couldn't have been looking forward to this one any more than I was.
No.
Maybe that was the problem. But it just... It didn't feel Street Commercial. It just felt like she was holding some poses, which is essentially what voguing is. A dance with some voguing in it, fine, but don't just put her in a tall, powdered wig and have her sort of be queenly. Like, she can do that, but she needed to dance
They
as well.
Needed to do a dance that had elements of voguing in it, or that you have a moment where they start voguing.
And a story, you're right. I always forget how important the story is.
Mm.
When I fall in love with a particular routine, it's usually because I liked the little story they told.
And think how well they've done in the previous weeks. You know, they've had the Venetian gondola and they've been the Addams Family, and those stories they tell, she does so well. She delivers
so
the acting part
seductive,
of it. And this one, I mean, she did unfortunately come out just with a fixed expression, and there was
because
no
that's Madonna,
development
that's voguing, that's it.
And there were some really annoying sort of camera bits. This is the choreography, and you're quite right, they should be killed on Christmas Day.
Yeah, they should.
Is that they would have Gio would be in a corner doing slightly fey.
He did very sort of it's the gay clubs that, you know, she came out of, I suppose. But he was doing that sort of armography that sort of like strokes the side of the opposite side of your face over your
and
head.
It didn't, and what it didn't look, of course, it may have been accurate, but it didn't look crisp. It didn't look like what Joe Public, understands by voguing.
Yeah.
It should have been crisp. It should have been hard. That's what I think Craig actually did mention.
He did. He was telling Michelle Vogue, he was telling Michelle Visage what voguing is.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, teaching your granny to suck eggs. But, you know, that wasn't her choreography. That was somebody else's.
Yeah. And they'd have Gio doing that in one corner. And then the camera would cut to her sitting on something. And you just, if you take away the whole idea of what
too
it looks like on TV, watching it live, you'd be like, this is really disjointed
and
rubbish.
It's just so strange. So, yes, because it was all done for the cameras, I guess. So everything down the barrel. But it just, when other people are just filling that huge space with pirouettes and twirls and flackles, and then they just are moving from one sofa to an archway to a thing.
Did they even, beyond holding hands at some points, even touch?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe a sort of a hand-to-hand or a twirl round or something, but really not very much at all. They got 4/8, which I thought was, you know, fine, because she performed what she was asked to do fine. It massively underplayed her strengths. It missed the point of her completely.
It did.
In terms of how sexy she is, how playful she can be, the character she can give a dance. Like, they didn't give her anything to do apart from just pose, 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 pose. That was just the wrong decision.
Yeah, massively.
Not very intelligent choreography.
I think that Marie Antoinette thing is a really bad bum steer.
You can't dance
on
in a
what
wig
it
that
should
tall.
Be.
Yeah.
I mean, just set it. Take her back to where she started voguing.
Yeah.
Stick her in a bloody Stussy tracksuit and just crank up the music and make her vogue.
Yeah.
Dance around it.
Yeah.
But it is an awful thing that she is not going to do any more of this.
Oh, it's just awful.
You know, it's a real shame. There's going to be, 3 weeks, really, where she should definitely have been in.
Completely.
We should have seen Chris go out. We should have seen Emma Barton go out. And we should have seen probably Saffron go out.
Yeah, I think Saffron.
Certainly Alex Scott.
Yeah.
We have been robbed of a month of Michelle Visage dancing.
I am really, really cross.
Yeah.
I wasn't that cross until I got here, and now I'm fuming.
It's so upsetting to see someone who was doing just such good quality work.
She was a proper Strictly story, and she had something really important to say the Saturday night as well. It was just everything about her is interesting. She is the anti-Saffron.
Yeah.
She's a person I would like to tune in and watch every week. I cannot believe that robot is still in it.
Absolutely.
My favourite's gone.
I think as someone who is, you know, over 40, I think she had the best chance of certainly getting to the final,
maybe even
if the wind was in the right direction, winning it.
I think she could have shoved it at the last minute, because unfortunately for Kelvin now, he's been talked about as the favourite for so long, that could really ruin his chances of winning.
Yep.
And someone like her could have snuck in.
Or, look, we know from Will, all it takes is jumping off one table wrong and it's over. So all I need to win it is I need nine people to damage their leg and to become famous within the next two weeks.
Can you do it, Mark? Your challenge is set.
Look, it's a journey, but I'm willing to go. I've never danced before.
So if Chris and Karen go out next week, then she could maybe be your partner. I don't know. I'm just saying she might be available again.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to help me learn to dance. It's...
You just stand on the other side of the room staring at her.
Oh, no, I'd be running towards her.
You don't want Mark running towards you, let me tell you. It'd be terrifying. So to end the show, we had Karim and Amy doing a Charleston, always a crowd pleaser, literally never goes down badly, to a song called Happy. No, not that one.
No.
I didn't recognise it. I've never heard it before.
No.
They were just very perky. They were yellow. He came down on one of those, the claws from, you know, one of those machines on the fairground.
I was so scared in that video before when he got shrunk and he ended up in
that
machine.
Like
that. I mean, he could have suffocated. I was like, somebody smashed the glass, but then I was like, oh no, the glass are gone.
They didn't have to shrink him. That's just his normal heart. So that's actually the size he is.
I think Amy needs to be disciplined about somehow getting Karim in there. I don't know how it happened, but
it's
she
bullying.
Was the only other person
it's
there.
Bullying on a
it
BBC
is bullying.
Program. It's not
and,
on.
And I didn't like it. I was so relieved when it brought him down after. Oh,
I didn't write
crikey.
A lot about this. It was very perky. It was very pleasing.
Yeah.
It was very nice. He did the splits at one point and sort of popped back up.
Yep.
It was flawless. They said it was flawless. He looked like a professional. You couldn't tell who was who. Who was the amateur, who was the pro. Agreed with all of it. But I still didn't really feel much.
I think this is the slight problem that you have with, certainly for me, with Kelvin and with Karim, is they are good. And you know they're good every time. And they come out and they're good. And
that's going to be a bland-ass final, isn't it? It's just Kelvin and Karim.
The element of surprise is the one that really makes this great fun.
Yeah.
Where somebody suddenly pulls something out of the bag and you
horse,
go,
yeah.
Wow, you yeah. know, I had no idea. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
When they're coming in and it's just like, yes, I'm great. Here we go. It's yep. great again. It's very difficult after six or seven times of it not to go, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again with a bit of perfection, bit of wonder, you
know. I know.
Bit of amazement.
I think also we've been prodded emotionally so hard this series.
Mm.
I think I'm hoping there'll be a change of producers next time because it just feels like they've gone really hard on the nans, the crying nans,
yep.
the backstories of hardship, just anything they can, even just using the fact that Karim cried last week because he made a mistake as his kind of sob story for this week. Maybe I've just been, my you know, emotional glands have been like poked so much.
Yeah.
They're starting to dry up when it comes to perfectly brilliant dancers who've done a perfectly lovely job, who are perfectly nice people, but I just there was nothing for me to grab a hold of this
No,
week.
And there's certainly a sense of that there's a very, very difficult cloying double act of going, let's make it a bit like the X Factor,
yeah.
but also BBC it.
Yeah.
So it's got to be very clean and very family.
Yeah.
And that thing about, you know, being stuck in the grabber machine. I know he comes down on the claw for the dance.
Yeah.
But all of that, I just look at and go, who is this aimed at? Because watching...
I don't think they know this series.
No. I'm watching a tiny Karim going, help me, help me. I just sort of think, mate, I'm 43. You know, what am I supposed to get out of
this? Is that for the kids, maybe? I don't know.
It's why I think we like Michelle Visage. Because
yeah.
all of her bits are her going, you know, I'm doing this because it's tribute to, you know, the people who took me in as
yeah.
a teenager. They
it's
never,
like,
they
oh,
never
good,
cared who I was.
Here.
They didn't care how skinny I was. And it is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see... People are always saying Strictly is the hardest thing you'll ever do.
Yeah.
You know, not just for your marriage, but because yeah. it's really, really difficult. The problem with that is if you're then going to present it as being CBBC,
yeah.
then I'm going to lose that emotional
yes,
investment.
You're right. I think they haven't had the confidence to just be Strictly this year. They've been trying all over the shop to go for... different age groups and
yeah.
never really succeeding with any of them.
And the knock on week after sob story where you'll get Alex going, the judges said this to me and I found it really difficult.
Yeah.
And it's, I've always had a problem with my self-belief.
Yeah.
I was born in a council, you know,
yeah,
Jesus
yeah, yeah,
Christ,
yeah, yeah.
you know, you can't be a lioness and a Strictly Come Dancing competitor and also want to be the
yeah.
please Simon give me this break.
I know, but then we've bought into her story because, you know, she has gone from someone who looked a bit embarrassed to be there to someone who will just Beyonce up all over Blackpool and with apparently no self-consciousness
yeah.
at all. So there is still like an element of truth in what she's saying. But
I don't mind
you know,
the stories that come out of the show.
Yeah,
I don't
the naturally
like the,
occurring ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And,
I know what you mean.
And, you know, if you're getting over an injury, then that is fine. Play
Absolutely.
With that. But to have that sort of thing about, you know, it would be the equivalent of Mike but Baggins sort of going, you know,
I've forgotten about him.
I mean the story is not, you know, him triumphing every week,
yeah.
you know, just through sheer brio, but is him going, well, ever since I was the headmaster's son, you know, we used to there was a, you know, just don't give me X Factor,
yeah,
give me Strictly as a competitive sport,
yeah.
give me that.
Absolutely.
Every time.
But we're wanting our cake and eat it a bit because we do want a popularity contest. We do want the people we like to get through and then even, and, you know, and the people who are necessarily perhaps better dancers, but who just are leaving us cold emotionally. We don't want them to win. So we're asking for that in some respects. But yeah, I don't like the heavy prodding this series. It's been too much.
Mm.
It's a bit too contrived. It's a bit too in your face.
It almost feels to me like they're doing this. Some of the people we like are going.
Yeah.
So that next year they'll talk about having a judge's golden card where
oh,
they can
no.
have a week where no one goes home.
Please,
it'll be
God,
that
no.
sort of thing.
Yeah, and, no.
But just make them dance. It's a simple competition and it's a knockout for the... Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Exactly.
My notes this week ended with the line, oh God, everyone's been better and had more fun than Michelle.
Oh no. No,
yeah, it's
oh
a
no.
sad one, isn't it?
I wanted this for her so much.
Mm.
And yeah, I am, as you said, gutted that we don't get any more of her and Gio because I just adored watching them.
Yep.
Absolutely loved them.
This show is cancelled.
It's bums.
So top of the leaderboard were Karim and Kelvin.
Mm.
Down the bottom was Michelle.
Yeah.
And Chris Ramsey.
Yeah.
So next week, Julia,
okay, so
what's going to happen?
If he was still skimming the bum of the board there with his scores, but not in the dance-off, then I think he's safe.
Yeah.
I confidently predict he's safe. I think Saffron
mm-hmm.
probably will be in the dance-off again.
Yep.
Unless she suddenly finds a way to express her feelings in a way that doesn't seem filtered through gauze. and I don't know who else. Who else? What's your dance-off? Mine would be Saffron and... I don't think Emma. I think Anton and Emma are safe. I think it'll be somebody good.
Mm.
I think maybe even Karim.
Yep.
Because this is where we are now, like topsy-turvy world.
It is.
You'll be top of the, you know, top of the walk 1 week. And
yeah, exactly. Michelle Visage went out. You know, who'd have thought?
Absolute nonsense.
I think you're probably right, because I don't think I've seen him in the dance-off yet, or certainly for a while. But I think we could have Karim, because I think people are finding him polished, but he hasn't connected with the audience in the same way that Kelvin has.
You're right. It's all about the demographic. I think he's an odd fit because he's little kids TV. Well, no, he's CBBC, so he's kids TV. Unless you're a parent that sits and watches it religiously with your kids, who's going to vote for him?
The dance-off that I want to see, and I think it's got to... If it doesn't happen for them this week, it will certainly be happening to them individually over the next couple of weeks, would be Alex Scott. And
yes, actually.
Emma Barton, I think.
No. Anton,
I know you're sure of it.
They're getting so many votes.
But if they end up doing a salsa that is,
you're right, if Latin comes up next week, which it might well do.
He can't continually do the ballrooms. He's had his Blackpool moment. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to see him do Contemporary Street.
I think their couple's choice wasn't that, was it? It was musical theatre,
yes,
as you well
it was.
Know.
It was. No, it was jazz. Yeah. Jazz theatre.
That's it, jazz theatre. Yeah. Theatre jazz.
Because I've had a little tattoo, the words theatre jazz. Because it's to remind me, if I see it in any context, is to run.
I loved it. You're just dead inside. Who's your winner then, if we had to pick one right now?
I think it's becoming more and more clear. I think it's Kelvin.
I think it's
Kelvin and OC. I think they're both...
The British public don't like to be told who's going to win. They like to subvert.
That's true.
I don't know. Michelle would have been if she's standing nearby, she'll get it. So I don't know. I really don't know who could win now.
No.
If it's Saffron, I will throw myself into the Thames.
I think Saffron is...
But with a very fixed facial expression as I do so. Smiling.
She'll be standing on one of the bridges going, "Oh,
I'm so sad about that. Oh, it's a real shame.
Some people throw themselves into the river. I think she's going to make the final.
Oh, I think you're right. And I'm gutted. I think the final... It's a straight swap. It would have been Michelle, and now I think it'll be Saffron, and I think that's just wrong. I'm so sad about that.
Yep.
Again, it's just much less interesting.
Yes, massively.
She won't do anything in the final that makes me go, oh my God, she's so excited to watch. She's just frictionless.
She is. But, you know, she's also a child. She's
a tiny frictionless child.
That said, at 19, I was a right bloody laugh. So. That's week 9. Thank
Crikey.
You very much for joining us. We do appreciate
it. Thank you.
And thank you for all of the 5-star reviews. It's been very nice to see that everyone has towed the party line.
You robots.
I had a look actually, internationally where we're being listened to. So obviously we do most of our business in the UK.
But, as you might expect.
But 4% of everybody listening, so that's one in every 25, is from America.
Oh.
And I presume it's because you can't get strictly...
Hello, y'all. Sorry, y'all.
That's actually deeply offensive.
I'm really sorry.
And we just wanted to say howdy, y'all. And thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. Look, until week 10, a Michelle Visageless week 10.
We should be wearing black armbands next week and thereafter.
I'm voguing very, very slowly in front of the cenotaph. It's a strange mix. I'm not going to miss not being able to say Michelle Visage.
Because you can't say it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So until we meet again next week, keep voting for the wrong person to go out.
You idiots.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
And welcome to the musical podcast. I'm Kiri.
And I'm Jade.
And I'm Dave.
Dave's on keys. But we don't play that too much because otherwise we'll have to pay some people rights money.
Yeah. We do a live show where comedians come and sing their favourite musical theatre songs in front of a live audience. This podcast
is us bringing that person inside of a building.
Welcome to Just a Minute with Jade Adams.
I panicked.
Enjoy.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.